With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The USDA has informed states there is not enough money for the SNAP or food share programs because of the ongoing federal government shutdown. Several states, including Michigan and Wisconsin, are suing USDA, saying it has never delayed SNAP benefits before, and there are contingency funds that could cover at least a portion of next month. As this situation unfolds, local organizations are stepping up to try to fill the gap. WXPR's Katie Thorson shares how Feed Our Rural Kids is responding.
Between Oneida and Vilas counties, roughly 5,000 people will not be getting their food share benefits as expected next month.
We vote for and hire elected representatives who now have chosen to put kids in the middle, to make our children pawns in some political game. And that's not just red, or it's not just blue, just to be clear to everybody, but it's not right. That part I'm definitive on, and we need to do something.
Feed Our Rural Kids president Perry Pokrant says his organization can't support all of those people, but it's going to do its best to fulfill its mission to feed children.
We can't do everything, and frankly, we can't do it indefinitely. But right now is right now, and we're going to do what we can.
Families in the Northland Pines, Phelps, and Three Lakes school districts are receiving an email today detailing how they can get a Fork Now voucher, as their food share benefits won't be available in November. The $100 grocery voucher for every child impacted will be sent through their county's social service department. Additionally, families that visit a Fork pantry for the first time are also eligible for an extra $50 grocery voucher. Fork is preparing to spend up to $45,000 to cover the costs.
The reality is that you can work 40, 50, or two or three jobs, and still it doesn't stack up enough to pay for the house / mortgage, the car, the insurance. Everybody loves insurance. And then the ever rising cost of feeding your kids or clothing your kids.
People in Vilas and Oneida counties can find additional support through the Family Food Helpline. That number is 888-479-FORK. That's 888-479-3675. We have links to additional resources at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
A man missing in Shawnee County has been found dead. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office says 34-year-old Nathaniel Robinson was reported missing to the Shawnee Police Department October 28th. Information led searchers to an area near Sturgeon Park along the Wolf River. A search was conducted using both a drone and an airboat. Robinson's body was found Wednesday afternoon in the Wolf River. A death investigation is now underway. Emergency managers encouraged some safety checks as you set back your clocks this weekend. Wisconsin Emergency Management Administrator Greg Engel says it's the perfect time to check to make sure we are ready for an emergency. One suggestion is to be sure your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are working properly. Also check to see if they are expired. Have your heating system looked over to make sure it's working properly. Also, if you have an emergency kit at home, replace any expired products that may be in it. The national nursing shortage is hitting Michigan hard, and one organization is expanding its search globally to help healthcare facilities fill the gap. More from Crystal Blair.
A Michigan Health and Hospital Association survey shows about 4,700 nursing vacancies, and a 2023 University of Michigan report found nearly 4 in 10 nurses said they were planning to leave within a year. Worldwide Health Staff Solutions Chief Nursing Officer Laura Masoneo has worked in the field for 34 years. She says nursing schools, already struggling with faculty shortages, can't train replacements fast enough.
There has also been many new roles that have been developed outside of the traditional brick-and-mortar hospital settings that are drawing nurses out of the acute care setting and more so into the spa realm.
She says recent graduates may not have the critical thinking skills of more experienced nurses, and with the gap growing faster than schools can respond, more healthcare systems are recruiting overseas. As part of the international recruitment process, applicants upload their resume, take a clinical assessment, and then interview with a hiring manager. Masoneo says those applying must meet all U.S. standards.
The nurses that we're recruiting and bringing over to the United States are nurses that have passed the U.S. standard of an NCLEX exam. They also pass an English language exam of reading, writing, and comprehension, and they are BSN graduates.
The NCLEX is a standardized test required to be a nurse in the U.S. and Canada. Mason Ale says nurses are recruited from 17 countries, with the Philippines, Canada, and the United Kingdom topping the list. They bring, on average, 9 to 15 years of experience across every hospital specialty. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
More than 5 years after the state of Michigan announced stricter controls on industrial farm pollution, state environmental regulators will finally start enforcing them. The regulations require the state's largest confined animal feeding operations to do more to keep manure and urine out of Michigan's water. Under the state's general pollution discharge permit, the facilities are prohibited from spreading manure on farm fields in January through most of March, when it could seep off frozen ground and into nearby waterways. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.